Welcome to the village. Have you ever heard the term or the song "Money makes the world go round"? But when it comes to too much, it becomes addictive. Now I'm asking, what exactly is addictive? Or what do you term as being an addiction? That's a story, yeah? Now, imagine gambling. Someone saying that, what do you do? And the person says, hey, I'm a gambler. How would you react to that? You know, you meet someone for the first time and then you're asking, hey, okay, so tell me, what do you do? And the person introduces himself or herself as being a gambler. You meet another person and the person says, oh, I'm an investor. And you wonder, what kind of investment? We're talking about investment and gambling. Are they together? Are they the same thing? Is there something we need to watch out for? Is it good? Is it not good? Is it something I have to rack my head over with? Should I be concerned? Is it addictive? At what point should I put a break? You know, all of these questions, they're just random thoughts. It is Randoms with Dire Buttons, and I have Oye in the house. And together, we're talking about money. We're talking about gambling. We're talking about investment, the good and the part, the good and the ugly. Yeah. So you need to sit back, relax, and enjoy this. And I need to also apologize. The audio is not as quality as it should. You know, we record anywhere. Wherever the idea comes, we just do it. It's better to do it than to wait until you have everything. Just do it. Just do it. And I'm telling you, whatever idea you have right now, just do it. Do it now. And then rectify it later. Just do it. I'll be back with more. Stay tuned. Hey, it's Randoms with Dire Buttons. Stop what you're doing and listen. Okay, scratch that. Hey, it's Randoms with Dire Buttons. Now continue what you're doing while you listen. Okay, so it's one of those days where I just get to have a lot of things in my head, and mostly because I need money. Who doesn't need money these days? Especially if you're in Nigeria, you need money. We all need money. So I have this random thought. Should I play gamble, or should I go into gambling? Should I bet 5,000 naira to get 1 million naira? Should I add these odds together? Or should I just invest this 10,000 on stocks or buy a particular shares from this people and see how far? For one, gambling will give me the money almost immediately. That is if I win. But investment is on another time. And who better would I be talking to if not my very own, we call him Senator. He has been everywhere, literally everywhere, but I have Oye Sola in the house. How are you doing?
I am very well, thank you, Dire. Good morning, everyone. Good day, everyone. It's nice to hear. To be back here, I almost said it's nice to hear everyone's voices. It's so nice to be back on the podcast. It's so nice.
Yeah,
to,
you know,
to
when we
to everyone again.
You know, when we need money, we call you. Because you're the money man. So let's just start straight off without wasting much time. Gambling. It seems to be the in thing now. Aside the fact that it is reducing the crime rates in the country, that is in Nigeria, I don't know about anywhere else. But is it actually worth it?
It's not in any way investing. And some people might always associate both to be the same thing, but there's a thin line between both. When I say thin line, actually the line might be massive. So in investment,
it might be a wall of Jericho
types. Yeah. In investments, there are three types, or three appetites, actually, we like to say when you're investing. What sort of appetite? Someone has got low risk, medium risk, high risk. And with those three, in the different, the higher the risk, the more interest you're going to make, or the more profit you're going to make on whatever it is you're investing. But with gambling, the simple difference between both is you sticking on something that you're uncertain of an outcome. So with investing, you're certain that there's an outcome. And the outcome is you're already told, or you're going to get so interest.
But with gambling, it also says that's the same thing.
Well, you know, with gambling, there's no out. You're not setting up an outcome, right? It's either you statistically, really, there's no outcome. There's an uncertain outcome. So another thing you have to think of is if you're investing, even if your investment is not yielding money, there's a very high possibility, or there's a massive possibility that you're able to still recoup part of your investment. You know, you buy stocks or something and it keeps dropping. You can sell before it totally drops and you still make a bit of your principal back. But with gambling, the money is gone, sports bet's not giving you half of your money back because you lost. Well, maybe that can be some sort of the what do they call it, unique selling point for them again, because I see these gambling companies coming up with very funny and very interesting unique selling points now. So maybe they can say, oh, if you're losing or if you've lost, we'll give you 10% of your money back. So,
but I hear, you know, you know, I've seen a couple of adverts where some of these gambling industries or betting industries or companies will tell you, if you place a particular bet, you still get certain amounts back, which is more like you're investing. You're putting certain amount here to get certain amounts. Say, for instance, I put in 5,000 there, or a match is going on, or something is going on, and then I place a bet of 10,000 there, and the company already advertised that placing 10,000 there would give me 10 million. But even if I do not win the 10 million, there's still a chance of me getting my 10,000 naira back.
Yeah.
Is that all just propaganda? Is just all just lies? Just to get people to keep investing?
Yes. We can't call it propaganda per se. I like for people to look at it from the point of view of the different sporting brands. They should look at them from the point of view of products. Look at them as products. So the market is more or less a bit saturated now, and everybody is trying to look for users. Users are customers. Number of users translates into the amount of money you make, and they are just trying to soften the punch or soften the blow. Let's put it that way. They're trying to soften the punch, soften the effect, and all of these things that we hear these days now are what in business we call USPs. So they are just unique selling points. So they just use it to sell the business, telling you, because we know gambling is an addiction and then there can be something, or you can lose money, we've decided to add a feature where you can put a spend cap. But you think about it in London ST, if it becomes an addiction, if your spend cap is 5,000 naira every day, once you surpass your spend cap, there's not a feature on your phone or on the app that you can go and remove and increase your spend cap.
Whoa, well, never thought about that.
Yeah, exactly. So there are those unique selling points trying to tell you, let me just use a speak pigeon here. If your money don't go, you don't see Gary don't the near for sure. All those things, they're just using it to soften the adverse effects, so you are going to lose the money. So that all those things are just unique selling points. All of the betting companies are using to gain users or using to attract users to them nowadays.
Okay, so you know what, we've been talking about
some sort of, well, we started with the, not really the bad side of gambling. Is there any good part of it before we even move into investment? Good part of gambling, aside the fact that you make your money by luck.
I'm thinking about it. I don't think there's any good participating, to be honest, but gambling, because everything is luck. The days when your luck would run dry or wet thin, and what happens on those days, you lose money. And I think what most gamblers fail to come to terms with is being able to sit down and weigh both days, like gents here, what jot in moment and what on me loan more lose. It would know which one is greater. But with winning, there's an adrenaline line or adrenaline that releases into your brain, and then you have that rush of, yes, I've won, yes, this and that. So that is basically it, to be honest. I don't think there's any good part to it, in all honesty, if you want to say it.
Okay.
Some people will say avenue for quick cash.
Yeah.
But it's only an avenue for quick cash if you win.
What happens when you lose?
Quick loss. It becomes an avenue for quick loss. So that's how it is. And then the things we see that people bet on these days even is probably outrageous. The betting on clubs that in themselves you are not even sure of. And the way things turn, football on its own, from time immemorial, we've always said football is a game of 90 minutes, anything can happen.
Yeah.
And then you have come to say, okay, in that spot that everybody's saying anything can happen, I'm sure this person will win. No, it doesn't necessarily work like that.
And but you know, in some cases, they say some games are sold. So if you're seeing this odd, that means that there's a likely chance that you win.
Yeah, but there's also the days. There's always, so the thing is, it's two ways, like you said, two ways, split half, win or lose. But you just have to weigh your own. Again, I don't know if gamblers would see it this way. It's risk taking. They weigh the risk they want to take. It can, the day a team has got like really good odds of winning or good chances of winning, and you put your money on them, might be the day they have a bad showing on the field.
True.
So you just never know.
So in few words, there is no certain good part of gambling. Everybody's just playing by the luck.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about investment. Before we even talk about the addiction, because you know I said something about gambling addiction, investment addiction, but first, let's talk about investment. Investment, on the other hand, it's, you said at the beginning, it's a risk initiative, but it's more better than gambling. Tell us more about investment.
So investments, I said at the beginning, is basically just the act of people committing a certain amount of capital to an asset, like say stocks, and then they are in return expecting to generate an income or a profit. And in the true sense of it, investment has got three different appetites or appetite levels. So there is the low one, medium risk, and high risk. So it depends on your own appetite level. I like to advise people. And with appetite level, I like people to determine that with the, say, amount of passive income or the amount of passive savings or just money you think you can lose with or come to terms or part with. That's
hold that thought.
Money you can part with.
Hold that thought.
I think every...
you said money you can lose, which I think is more or less like the same thing with gambling. You're just putting in money, you know that, oh, biscuitry, let me just use this one to buy cabin biscuits. I don't need it like that. You know, some people would say that you should invest 10,000 naira that you are not using, or 5,000 naira that you are not using. Isn't it the same thing as gambling?
Yeah, it is different. Don't forget, when we started, I said thin line that can sometimes become massive. So the thin line is what I have said, which is basically the uncertain outcome, that is gambling. With here, or with investments, basically, the outcome is certain. It is either, you know, do you know how uncertain gambling can be? What do you think the outcome of gambling on a football match can be? I'm sure you think it's only win or lose or draw.
Yeah.
There's win, lose, draw. The match is cancelled. The match is abandoned.
The match is postponed.
Postponed. All those things. And when you're looking at the match is postponed, the match is cancelled, the match is abandoned, there are a lot of variables that can lead up to that. The match might have started, and there's some sort of pitch invasion, and they cannot control the crowd, and the match is cancelled.
True.
The match might have started, and there's maybe racial slur. There's racial slur or racial blow, racial abuse. And due to that, the referee says, oh, if the home club cannot control the fans, they can cancel. There's the bit of the... There's maybe some sort of a health emergency that couldn't be contained or couldn't be controlled, and they feel it's affected the players on the field. The match can be cancelled or postponed. And with all of these variables I've mentioned, don't forget I've said cancelled or postponed, because on the field, all we just hear is match has been stopped. And when you look at the fixture for the game, they put something in front of them, TBC, to be confirmed.
Yeah.
Meaning, they are not sure. They might say they don't want to play the game again. They might say they want to stop the game at whatever score it was when the issues happened, or they might say yes, we'll take a date to play that so,
meaning the money is gone,
or we just want to, yeah. So that is uncertain. People always think, oh, it's gonna be, it's not just win or lose, it's not win or lose, last draw. Oh, but all these variables in between that I've just listed make you very uncertain.
True. Because
with investments, at least from the start, you know, they tell you you're liable to get this amount, or if anything happens, you lose a part of your principal, or you lose your principal. And then we say all of this, and that's why with investments, we now also like to break it down into your investment appetite. What sort of investment appetite do you have that has a big effect on what might happen to your principal or your investment? And that's it.
Now let's talk about the addiction. There's a whole lot to look at when it comes to addictions. I don't want to be the one to say there is a good addiction or a bad addiction. Addiction is addiction. Whatever you want to call it, that's your prerogative. But addiction is addiction. And let's start with, the unobvious one. That's the investment addiction. First off, is there anything like investment addiction?
Of it as well, investment medically, it's when someone wins, there's this sort of excitement, and then when you make a profit, you might get excitement. I'm excited, and then that excitement releases something into your brain, like the feel-good chemicals that people always say, which is basically dopamine and serotonin, and those two are what causes addiction. So with investment, oh, the traders are kind of making money. Good, good. So mostly with investment addiction is like when you see when a stock keeps going up and then you just keep buying and making money and making money and making money. Like the issue with the GameStop. A lot of people a lot of people a crazy amount of money off of it, but I'd say it was addiction that did not let them stop, apart from greed.
It's so two families.
There's that thin line as well. There's that thin line as well, which is greed. So apart from greed, addiction did not allow a lot of people. A lot of people just kept putting in money, and shutting the major players in the industry. But then that's why they're called major players. That's why they're called sharks. They basically sometimes know how to determine the outcome of a particular trade or the outcome of the market if it is against all of them.
But at what point do you think a man or a woman or a person is addicted when it comes to investment? Or at what point does that person know that, oh yeah, I'm addicted to this thing. Am I going to stop? I don't know.
Basically them losing money and not stopping. When you begin to lose a lot of money and then you're like, come on, you begin to lose money, it begins to affect your social life. Social life in the sense of you begin to sell your things, it begins to affect your family life, your family orientation and everything, based off of the fact that you're losing money, everybody's telling you you're losing money and you don't want to listen. That is when you can call it an addiction. But in the sense of it as well, there's this very popular guy that most people attribute him or what he did to the cause of the 2008 global financial crisis.
Yeah.
He ran a mid-sized investment firm, noticed the gap in the market, noticed how the facilities or loans or everything that the big sharks were giving out for people buying houses were not good. Just notice the mechanics of how the market was working at that point. I'm like, these people are just building a massive skyscraper without the foundation and it is due to crash. And he did something crazy, decided to bet against all of them. And for a long while, a period of 3 years or 2 years, he was draining money. He wasn't losing money. He was draining money. Had no staff at some point because he couldn't pay. At another point, a lot of his investors were seeking to get him arrested because they wanted their money back and they were like, what rubbish are you doing? Just want our money back. With that kind of person will argue that he wasn't addicted. And to be honest with you, Dyer, I also cannot confirm if he was addicted or not, because at the end he won.
That's what I'm saying. You know, that's what... You know, you said something.
He was addicted.
Hold on. Hold on. You know, you said something about...
There was no wins here and there was no dopamine.
Exactly. This part where it's easy for you to say that someone who is addicted is losing and then he keeps pumping money into it. And the person finally discovers, oh my man, this is not addiction. But at the point where you're winning, like at every stake, you just keep winning. And you keep pumping money into it. When does it end? At what point do you say, oh, it looks like this is an addiction and I need to stop? Or at what point do you just, man, I've had enough. Let me just close it.
To be fair, I think at the point where you have seen that there's a lot of money that's gone and then there's nothing coming back, I think at that point you will have to weigh your options and then know within yourself that it is time to stop or it is time to diversify. The reason why we never really help addiction as much again in investments is because of diversification of investments, what people always like to shout. So you diversify investments, don't just do only stock, invest in housing. Some people would say invest in Bitcoin as well. Some people would say invest in ETFs, stocks, ISAs, all of those things. So that way, money markets, your investment portfolio is diversified. So you're not necessarily sinking money, or you're not losing money and then the ship is sinking. You might be losing money cost off of one part, and then and you are making a shitload, pardon my friends, shitload of cash on another part. So because of the diversification aspect as well, we most times do not hear a lot about addiction in investments, but there's actually addiction as well.
I'm going to put you on the spot right now. I don't know why I like to do that, but I'm just going to do it. Now, I know you don't, before we even jump into gambling addictions, which is not even more, you just know that you're addicted to salon. Now, I know you to invest a lot. Recently, we're talking about investing in wristwatches. Now, at what point do you say, oh yeah, I need to stop. I've invested enough and I just need to stop. At what point do you say that?
I think personally, within each person, you have to always set yourself a limit. So last time we spoke, I was thinking, I think it's time to start investing in something more physical, wristwatches. Because over time, I have seen how wristwatches are appreciated over the years. And it's not bad to have a piece of fashion item that you can wear or a wearable that in a number of years will appreciate. We, in the society we live in nowadays, we're used to having things that after a good number of years or even a good number of months sell. We throw the clothes away, we throw the shoes away, you don't do anything again. But it's not bad to have a piece of fashion item that, you know, years down the line, if it's properly kept, if what you bought is good, you can make good money off of it. But like I said, within yourself personally, knowing how much you have, normally, when you want to invest, people will say don't use more than 20% of your income. So when you want to know, for me personally, I say when you want to know when it's time to draw the line, look at yourself and be like, all of these things that I have, is that not more than 20% of my life in terms of my watch? And you now think of the fact that if all of these things crash, that is 20% of my life gone. Or if it is about 50% of your life, half of your life gone. If Dangote loses half of his wealth, my bro, I can assure you that it's going to have an adverse effect on his health.
Yeah, of course. Of course, totally.
So, in the life that we're in now, imagine you now lose 50% of the 2 million that you have in your account. 1 million. With the state of things in Nigeria like this. Even your 2 million is no longer 2 million in the real sense of
it. Maybe 1.9 or something.
Exactly.
It's crazy. You know, I always ask myself this question that if I say I want to start investment, I want to invest in this cash or in that, I have to decide on what I actually want, which is what I want to ask right now. Would you prefer that I invest in physical things like wristwatches that you said earlier, in fashion outfits, physical things, than to go into what you really cannot see that can crash at any time. Take for instance crypto, ETFs and the rest of them.
I would say again in that aspect to diversify. And then just to correct you there again, when you say invest in fashion items, you don't mean you should go invest in t-shirts.
No, but you know the funny thing. No, wait, hold on. You know the funny thing? Some of the clothes we were wearing back then in the 80s and the 90s are what some people are actually wearing now, and it's crazy expensive.
Yeah, so fashion is there's nothing new in fashion in the true sense of it. Fashion has always been a cycle so everything, just what goes around comes again. It just keeps coming. So at some point, say some 5, 7, 10 years ago, we're crazy about putting on pencil, skinny.
Yeah.
Now everyone is about the baggy.
Exactly.
So that's just how it is. It's just a circle. I give it another 20 years again, we might go back to the pencil.
I hope. So you're saying now that, aside correcting me, which would still agree to disagree, you're saying now that you shouldn't spend so much investment on fashion.
No. Or don't invest so much on reasonable fashion. Reasonable fashion items now becomes your piece of jewelry or your wristwatch that you know might appreciate. And when we say wristwatch that you know might appreciate, don't go and buy a fake wristwatch and expect it to appreciate. But piece of jewelry, you say maybe you buy your what do they call it, a gold hand chain or something, or your gold necklace or something. That's going to make you good money like a couple of years down the line if you decide to sell it.
True.
If you don't sell it desperately, so.
How about the cryptos and the ETFs?
The question you asked, what did you say?
I said, how about cryptos and ETFs? Should I do more investment in those ones or just stick to something that makes more sense? Because I like to see what I want to invest in. I don't want to just put money somewhere and start having heartaches that what if this container doesn't come down? What if this container falls in the river? You get what I'm saying?
But even if the container falls in the river, at least the container is physical now. It's not like Bitcoin, but it's not like Bitcoin.
Exactly. And so,
the other coins.
So should I just do physical, or I should still diversify like you have been mentioning?
I would still clamor for people to please diversify their investments. Do not save, because crypto is going back up now, actually. I'm going to put all of my money on crypto, and if it goes down again, I will just wait. Yes, you can decide to wait, but there are a lot of factors you need to consider as well if you want to wait. So not dive too deep into crypto again. With waiting, when crypto goes down, there's the purchasing power of your money losing its value. So imagine people that put 1 million into crypto in 2020. The amount of things you can buy with 1 million then is not the same. It's not the same amount of things you can buy with 1 million now. 1 million now will get you way lesser things. Then exactly. If you look at it, crypto has gone up. Okay, because you put 1 million then, it has gone up, and then if you sell the few coins you have, you should be able to make 1.5 million. So when I talk about purchasing power of your money and time value of money, the Nigerian Naira has depreciated so bad that 1.5 million Naira now will still not get to the amount of things your 1 million will have gotten you that time.
Yeah.
So please ask me, was that, or ask yourself, was that investment sensible?
Sure. Wow, we spent so much time without even knowing.
Exactly.
Now, you know what just makes sense is the fact that we're able to identify the good investment and the not so reasonable investment. But going back to gambling addiction,
yeah.
Is there a better way to live without you hurting yourself?
To be fair, it is hard, but you just have to try. And with gambling, you just have to know that there are certain points where when you make that decision to leave or to stop, you might fall back. So it's like any sort of addiction. You just don't quit in a day. It takes time.
Yeah.
So you must take your time, and with you putting in the effort, I'm sure you'll see the results. But to everyone out there, gambling is not a good thing at all. It starts leisurely or playfully, and then it becomes something serious. The people that have lost their family to it, lost their lives to it. And I'd always advise against gambling. And the advice I always tell everybody, I say, is the reason why I personally do not gamble is because even if you make money off of it, the money you have not worked for, you spend it anyhow.
You know, but there are some people, who have made huge amounts and then spent on something really good. It's rare, but there are still some.
Well, there's still some. But in the true sense of it, if you check how much they have made vis-a-vis how they have used it to change their life, it is a very, very minute. Someone that has made... So this is how gambling works. First off, you, in their word, they're using their own terminologies, cash out. If you cash out 1 million, before you collect the 1M, the person that owns the shop wants to collect his own cut. When you were losing,
he didn't collect the cut.
He did not tell you, I'll give you a little bit or a certain percentage back out of your money. But he wants to collect. Then there are the shop boys, the floor boys. There are the shop rats. The ones that, they don't work there, but they are just always there. Looking to encourage people, bet on this one. Looking to tell people, do this one. Nah, I don't have money, but that's the one I put my money on. Those ones want to collect their own money. So by the time you're leaving the shopping itself, maybe I left like 700k. Then there's now friends that want you to go and splurge on them. Let's go and drink. You spend another 200k. That's 500k gone. And the remaining 500k that you have, there's still family waiting for you before you can have. Focus on, okay, let me sort this one for this person, let me quickly give this one something. Okay, this week at least, let's eat better at home. This is 50k, make food, all those things. By the time you know, you're left 200k. Yeah, what is that in your mind is, this 200k cannot change my life. And the major problem I had was I did not have money for rent, though.
Yeah.
And this 200k cannot change my life. Is it not better if I just use this 200k to stick higher?
And that's how it works. And that's how exactly. It starts. Oyeshola, thank you so much for all of this. Some people would listen and would still say, Ero, I get coconutted. I still want put stand. I want stake this one. I want stake that one. Well and good for you. But I would advise that it has been clear now. Because I heard people saying investment is also gambling. You're risking this, just that the risk is a little bit high or less risky. But now you know that if you're going to take any risk, it should be a wise one. You know, it should be something you're proud of. It should be something you can hit your chest and say, okay, well, all well and good. If I stake 10,000 naira on a particular bank, and then the bank closes, I can still get my 10,000 naira. It's still my money. Good or bad, I still have that.
Yeah.
But on gambling, you don't have any. It is gone. and the owner of the shop will not give you back your money. Finally,
exactly.
Just before I let you go, a random thought on your mind right now.
Random thought on my mind right now is the world is just a massive circle, and in the true sense of it, what goes around really comes around in everything. Like we said, fashion is just a circle. Even what goes around comes around, because if you do good, good would actually come back to you. If you do bad, one way or the other, you would reap the fruits. And in the true sense of it, it's a circle, and what goes around would just come around for sure.
Thank you so much. Let me let you go. I hope you do your wakarin, your waka waka, your movement about in the most reasonable way, and you invest in. I think you should start investing in your movement.
Yes, that's something that I'm actually thinking of as well. So, so it's not like I'm just traveling and not making any passive income out of it.
You should. Don't worry. I think I should join you pretty soon. I should also start making money from all of this. Thank you so much, Oyeshola, for
that's
coming on this.
Really good.
Thank you so much. Let me let you go now.
All right. Thank you very much, Daya.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye. And that's how the cookie crumbles. Now you know. I don't have to explain what you know already, because I know some of you already have an idea of what I'm talking about. You just want someone to say it. Those random thoughts, that random thought in your head, I have said it, gambling or an investment. The addictions, is there any good to it? The best I can say right now is to tell someone to also listen to this. It is Randoms with Dial Buttons from the Village. We say thank you for those who are just joining. We say thank you so much for becoming a part of the Village. And to those who have been a beautiful, beautiful long-time member, as we always say, welcome to the Village.